Blog Talk Radio.
You know what he's doing? He's looking down and going, I don't recognize that number.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
That is great.
Greetings. Cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
Oh, my God. Your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hey, los cachos.
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my right, a man who even on this day is hotter than the Tropic of Cancer, the irrepressible J-Man. That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Went pretty simple today, just the basics.
I went out of my way to, you know, figure out the Tropic of Cancer.
That was outstanding.
And you have the little fanfare thing.
Yeah, I thought it went well with it, actually.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Well, maybe one of these days we can get on the same page and both do something outstanding.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. I'm kind of running out of ideas on the...
I know. It's getting a little difficult.
Yeah. I'm hitting those limits of creativity that I talk about every once in a while.
I know. Maybe we'll have to work some NOS into our life.
Maybe.
And or acid.
Yeah. Or, I can just pick up the cocaine habit you picked up this week, myself.
Yes.
A little toot toot for the nose.
Uh-huh. Well, It's summertime.
Yeah. And we graduate to heroin by the fall.
I love needles, baby.
Yeah. I'm not afraid of them. A lot of people are afraid of needles. Don't bother me, though.
I mean,
if it was a really long needle, it might, but...
And it depends on who's holding said needle.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. There are some people out there that I would not let them give me a shot.
Right. Like Bobcat Goldthwait. That's someone I wouldn't want shooting me up with anything.
No. I wouldn't let Cosmo Kramer give me a shot either.
Exactly.
A little shaky. Okay, this has gotten off to a weird start.
Well, summer things happen, man.
That's
everyone's
it.
Out a of their mind. They're out of their mind.
Delirious from the heat.
Yeah. Oh. You know, Jay, it's hot up here. Ask me how hot it is.
How hot is it, Matt?
It is so freaking hot.
That's pretty hot.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah, I think my underwear just melted.
Well, I know. I was going to say, it's so hot, I'm wet now. Ooh.
Got the air conditioning running?
Yeah, and it's running, too. Of course, it won't be now. Thanks a lot. But, the thermostat, it's kind of like a toilet. Only opposite. Sometimes the AC, it sounds like it's running, but it's really not. So you got to kind of jiggle the thing. You got to jiggle it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're just so technically inclined.
I am.
Figured that out. Give it a little jiggle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My air conditioning is outstanding.
Is it
really? You know, it's the old style thermostat there. And you pull the little lever down and you set it right about 72.
Mm-hmm.
And the apartment stays at around 73 or 74.
Mm-hmm.
But if you turn it down to about 71.9, the apartment stays at about 66. So we got that going for us here.
That sounds like the son's and the wife's house over there.
Oh, yeah.
At Casa X Mahoney. Oh, my God. Days, even in May, I'd go over there to pick Rhino up to take him to school. Oh, it felt like a morgue in that place. Whew!
Oh,
I don't know.
Excellent.
What they keep, I think they keep it on 47.
Hmm. Yeah, well, the maintenance guy here told me that there are people, even when the temperatures are in the 40s, there are people who keep their air running, turn it way down.
Ugh.
Hm. Yeah, well. Well, you know, if I live upstairs, I could open the windows on those comfortable days. It wouldn't be as big a deal. But downstairs, open the windows, open the curtains, and people walk by and stop and look in.
Some probably even take a leak and then move on.
Yeah. Well, you can stop and, what are you doing?
Or laugh at that
man, certain
spot.
I can't believe you watch that still. Oh.
But it is summer, J-Man, and I am happy.
It's better than winter. Better than winter.
Well, yeah. And so far, how is this first Sunday of summer going on for you down there in Redneckville?
Not going bad at all. It's going to be a comfortable 92 degrees today.
Yes.
Sun is shining. Got about the usual 10% chance of participation.
Mm-hmm. That's a CYA thing.
Yeah. Hey, we told you there was a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're a little cooler than you're going to be today.
Yeah.
Only gonna
well, you guys are
out
always
at 89.
Cool. Yeah, see, you're always a little cooler than me, though.
Yeah.
Got some fine folks in the chat room.
Oh, yeah, it's starting to fill up.
Some lovely guests.
Yeah, we got a couple guests. We got Jamie in the chat room.
How you doing?
Baby. And then we got from the Gateway City, J-Man. Hi, Mike. And then, of course, Jay. We have.
Oh, yeah.
My name is Jesse Ferg. My name is Jesse Ferg, and I'm in the chat room.
Ooh, Jesse Ferg. Rock me, Jesse Ferg. Ooh, Jesse Ferg. Rock me, Jesse Ferg.
Hell yeah.
This could be a big show.
Oh, yeah. Could be.
Could be. In spite of the host, it could be.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, you know, it's first weekend of summer down here. That means that, you know, there's probably big crowds up on Bull Shoals Lake.
Of
course.
And
some fishing and skiing and just, you know, camping. But they got a little problem.
Uh-oh.
Because
what's that?
Every swimming hole, every beach on Bull Shoals Lake has been closed because of excess E. coli levels. Just
that's
in
funny.
Time for the 4th of July.
You know what's really funny about that? Even though you live some 10 hours away or so, we have that same problem here at Buck Beach, a.k.a.
Weird, huh?
The Clarence J. Brown Reservoir.
Yep. I guess the fish have been crapping a little more than usual.
Uh-huh. Has nothing to do with the people who visit these sites.
No, and it has nothing to do with the clean and not dangerous at all runoff from the Tyson's chicken plants.
No, God, no.
And the hog plants and the hog farms.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with that, and don't even think that it would.
I wouldn't. I would think that would just add protein to the water.
That's right.
It'd be like vitamin water.
Exactly.
Well, that's
so no swimming this weekend. First weekend of summer, no swimming on the lake. But the river is open. Buffalo River, apparently. Things are going great down there.
That's good.
Water levels
are good for canoeing. You guys could do your own version of Jaws, and you could have the mayor there in his blue suit coat with little anchors on it. Come on, get in the water. Hands got E. coli. Oh, come on.
It's just a little bit of crap. It isn't going to hurt you too bad. Get in there.
Uh-huh.
That'd be great. I do love that jacket with the little anchors on it.
Yeah,
that's styling.
Uh-huh.
Powder blue.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Matt, we have big doings here in Redneckville this week.
Really? What's
on
that?
On the criminal front.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes.
The city passed
a new curfew for people under the age of 18. Went into effect a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this weekend, the Daily Times, the great big huge headline all the way across the top. And if it had been drudgereport.com, they'd have put the little siren on it going, and it said 3 warned for curfew violations in 1 week.
Wow.
Right? And they might as well call in the National Guard.
Sounds like a big roundup going on.
Yep. There were 3 of them out after curfew, and they were given a stern warning.
I bet they were pranksters.
Probably.
Ne'er-do-wells.
Up to no good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on here.
Yeah.
E. coli and pranksters. In fact, I bet those 3 that were out after curfew were out there dumping E. coli into the lakes just to ruin
everybody's
weekend.
I wouldn't doubt it. Thinking it's just, oh, so funny.
Yeah, sounds like something they'd do.
Yeah. It only takes 3 pranksters to ruin a summer for everyone.
That's right. Close the beaches. Call Quint to come and clean up the E. coli.
That's right. I think we're going to need a bigger net.
Just out there, you know, as the water settles, you just skim it off the top like grease.
Uh-huh.
Got a birthday shout out.
Really? Who?
It's Annie Licious's birthday.
Oh, very nice.
So happy birthday to Annie from Annie and Burl Live fame, even though they haven't been live for a year and a half or so. But shout out to them, to Annie anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Annie? Yeah.
Ugh.
She's a sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
And tomorrow, Matt, is none other than Clay Perry's birthday.
Oh, is it tomorrow? I knew it was coming up.
Yep. I don't know. He turns old tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah. I'd like to get him a cake, put a little rebel soldier on the top. And.
Well, I tell you what now. I think it's Clay's birthday tomorrow. I can't be absolutely certain, but it says it on the internet, so it must be true.
It must. Well, happy pre-birthday to Clay. He does some nice woodworking there at Crick Hollow Studios.
That's right. Check him out. Go to
crickhollowstudios.com
or something.
No, or something like that.
Go to Google and look for Crick Hollow Studios.
He's a little misguided about the Civil War, but he knows how to work his wood.
And a few other things.
Yeah, yes.
He He will keep you apprised as to what's happening on the conspiracy sites.
If he wasn't working wood and making walking sticks, he'd be working for Glenn Beck over at the Blaze
Network. He could be. He's put in some good, solid internet time defending Paula Deen this week. So. And quick shout out to the guys at Speculation Sports who wandered into the chat room.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Yeah. Huh. So welcome to them. And, of course, big shout out to the Miami Heat beating my Spurs.
Yeah.
Oh, well, these things happen. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to them and their 16 fans.
For a couple hours after Game 7, there was 60,000 fans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so congrats to that big, huge, lifelong Miami Heat fan who doesn't even know who Alonzo Mourning is. Good thing I'm not bitter about this.
No, I can tell.
Not at all.
I could tell from your tweets you gave up after Game 6.
Yeah, I knew it was over, man. I knew it was over. Hey, get this, Matt.
Yes?
Here's something different. For a while, and I don't know how I started doing this, but for a while, every time I'd get into my car, you know, start it up, reach over, grab the seatbelt, because, you know, click it or ticket, right?
That's right.
I grabbed the seatbelt, and the seatbelt was getting hung up around the little lever that operates the motorized seat adjuster.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd be trying to put my seatbelt on and the seat would be laying back flat.
That's kind of hot.
I know. It's kind of exciting, right?
Yeah.
Well, I've finally gotten to where I can avoid that. Now I'm not messing with it. Because, you know, once you get that seat set where you want it, you don't want people to be messing with it.
No.
It's very important. No. Very important. Well, anyway, so now my new thing, apparently, is I get in the car and I reach over and I grab the door to pull it closed and I push the little button that opens the cap over the gas can. I don't know how I do these things.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so then I got to get out of the car and go around and close that thing, because if I don't, at every red light, somebody will roll down the window going, "Hey, your gas cover's open."
And you really don't want to talk to anyone.
Uh-uh.
Oh.
No, I'm busy yelling at Colin Cowherd on the radio. I can't be
Why
bothered.
Why do you do that to yourself?
I don't know. It's the same reason you watch Sean Hannity, I guess.
Okay, that's a good point. Very good. Point well taken. And if anyone in our vast and diverse worldwide audience would like to call in and, you know, share something on their mind and give us a good point, you can call in on the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852. Tell us what your plans are for this summer, if anything. Doing anything exciting, new, or ratchet.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, my son Rhino, he's having a ratchet summer.
Yes, he is.
He's at Sears putting together ratchets.
Exactly.
So at least we know what that means.
Mm-hmm. That we can understand.
It's something something tangible.
Yeah, these kids get on the internet and they come up with all this stuff.
Funny story yesterday at the beer mine, Jay.
Yeah,
Rhino came to see me. He didn't get any money, but he came to see me, and he hung out for about a half hour, and then one of the regulars came through, and I always talk to him. He's pretty nice. He's actually, you know, coherent, and Ryan said, I introduced him to my son, and Ryan said something funny about me, at least he thought it was funny. And the customer said, you know, you've raised this boy for 18 years. You tried to turn him into a good man, and look what you get. You know, if that was my kid, here's what you should do, Mahoney. You should beat him on the head and then kick him out of your house, to which I said, he already has my house.
I got kicked out of my own house, man.
Exactly. So I guess that argument doesn't work.
So much for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, oh, damn, sorry, man.
Yeah.
Awkward little moment of silence, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of stands there.
Oh, and then Rhino had another good one on his old dad.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's sitting in the chair, and, you know, there's a computer screen there that has all our 8,000 cameras that encompass the building. And he's looking at him, and I went out to wait on the car. And then after I was done, I came back in, and my sweet son said to me, huh, I guess it is true. The camera does add 10 pounds, you fatty. That was just hurtful. Hurtful.
That's uncalled for right there,
exactly.
That kind of attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on top of that, he tracked in tar from the parking lot that we just had seal-coated.
God, the kid's a savage.
I know. He's a...
God, I mean, I guess he just was raised with no decency, no decorum.
Nope. Just a smart, aleck, sarcastic kid. I'm so proud of him.
It was a rough week, Matt, in the celebrity death world.
Oh, God. It's terrible.
And James Gandolfini.
Yeah.
Tony Soprano.
Mm-hmm.
Died of a heart attack. That was terrible news. You know, you know, and there's nothing funny about celebrity deaths, but some funny things happen when celebrities die. And one of them, and this has really become one of my favorite games to play, when the first, you know, it's either going to be TMZ or maybe the Associated Press will break a new, you know, when James Gandolfini has died or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, people will do some retweeting, and then people will start tweeting like, oh, my God, I can't believe Tony Soprano's gone and whatever, you know. And then about an hour later, sometimes maybe an hour and a half, somewhere in that range, every single time Doc Knowles suddenly tweets or retweets, breaking news, James Gandolfini has died, as if he's the first one to do it.
Well,
as if people haven't been talking about it for an hour and a half.
Well, you know.
And it's every single time, though, and it's pretty hilarious.
Well, there's the world, and then there's the world of Doc Knowles.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen on his time, J-Man.
True. I remember when Whitney Houston died, it was like more than 2 hours later, and he tweets, TMZ says Whitney Houston has died. I don't know. And he was being serious. So,
well,
anyway,
he was probably busy having another kid.
Maybe so.
He is pretty prolific.
Yeah, or maybe he was, you know, having an online Bible study with all those
chicks.
Good, decent girls that he follows on Twitter.
Yes.
Might have been doing that. And then go ahead.
It wasn't just James Gandolfini who died.
No, there was a very, very, very sad moment this week.
Someone very near and dear to my heart.
Uh-huh. One of the great
Miami,
entertainers.
Yeah, from the Miami FLA area. Big in Britain, big in Europe, not quite as big in these God-blessed United States, but nonetheless, I've loved him ever since his commercial came out about 1980.
Mm-hmm.
One Slim Whitman.
90 years old.
90 years old, born January 20th, 1923. An American music icon.
One of the truly great entertainers of any generation.
A left-handed guitar player who was actually right-handed.
Oh, why would he do that?
He hurt his right hand. I think during the war, yeah.
The big one?
The big one.
The big war.
Yeah. Yep. And I'll tell you what, you know what's really cool about him?
What's that?
He was married to the same woman for 67 years. That's big.
That is.
I mean,
big.
I'm closing in on that.
I mean, that's 41 years more than you are so far.
No way, yeah, but I can do it, Jay. I can do it.
If you've got another 41 years in yet.
Well, I don't think the liver does.
But you know what? I'm kind of in the mood to hear a little Slim Whitman.
All right. I am too, and I think that really is impressive. That's pretty cool.
That is
so
great.
Ladies and gentlemen,
awesome.
Little tribute to the Slimster. Here's Slim Whitman.
When the sun shines on the mountain and the night is on the run, it's a new day, it's a new way, and I fly up to the sun. I can feel the morning sunlight, I can smell the new mown hay, I can hear God's voices calling for my golden skylight day. Una paloma blanca, freedom away. Once I had my share of losing, for they locked me on a chain. Yes, they tried to break my power, oh, I still can feel the pain. Una paloma blanca, I'm just a bird in the sky. Una paloma blanca, over the mountains I fly, no one can take my freedom away. Una paloma blanca, I'm just a bird in the sky. Una paloma blanca,
making fun of jigaboos and scoffing down entire tubs of Lando Lake's creamy sweet spread, I listen to IWS Radio on the BTR network. Now, pass me the gravy, boy.
Ah. Well, I tell you what, that had me dancing in my chair.
How can you not tap your foot? And
wow.
I defy anyone in the chat room to say they weren't tapping their foot to that.
You know it. That's tunes to get your toes a tapping right there.
That's right.
Has a nice beat and you can dance to it.
That's right. So here's to the Slimster.
Rest in peace.
Yep, and long may he yodel.
Slim. Mm-hmm. And a great segue. right there at the end.
Yeah, Paula
Dean. Paula
Dean
hit.
Yeah, it sounded like Paula Dean was on a little moonshine when she
she might have been into the hooch a bit.
Yeah, might have been.
Well, I tell you what, the Paula Dean may be alive, but her career is on life support, isn't it?
Oh boy.
It's not working out well for her at all.
No, it's not. No.
At first I was like, if you've watched Paula Dean one time, you know that she's, you know, trashy old Southern lady with a potty mouth. And, and of course she's well known for her for all of her, dirty jokes that she likes to tell and stuff like that. So,
and
you
she's
know,
married
the idea
to a
that,
biker type guy too, isn't she?
Yeah, who also probably enters Ernest Hemingway lookalike contest.
If I was closer to the computer, you would have gotten a high over there.
But anyway, she had a bad week. Turns out she got a little habit of using the N-word, and it turns out that she thinks that a plantation-style wedding with all black male wait staff dressed as slaves would be funny.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
That's great stuff, Paula. And the incredible thing about it is that they really had to it took a long time for them to talk her out of it. But she didn't quite see what was so bad about it or anything. And then we find out that they had to stop production on her show one time, and Food Network people had to come in and sit her down and explain that a Sambo burger would not be acceptable. But don't worry, folks. She wants to learn and grow from this.
That's right.
She'll just have to, she won't be doing it on Food Network because they said they won't renew her contract. But I can't wait for Plantation Cooking with Paula on Fox News every Sunday night. She can come on right after Howie Kurtz.
there's another one.
Yeah, I know. Once you've lost all credibility and it's, you know, clear that you have no honesty or decency about you, boom, you get a job on Fox News.
We may see Paula Dean on Fox News.
No, I just said that. But I tell you what, none other than Kanye West. I mean, it's not just people in the media that are clobbering Paula Dean. There's celebrities out there taking a run at her, too.
Really?
And Kanye West put out a statement about Paula Dean. Paula Dean
doesn't care about black people.
Oh, Kanye. Why do you want to do that?
That was kind of funny. Play that again.
Paula Dean
doesn't care about black people.
Okay.
The hell? One more time.
Paula Dean doesn't care about black people.
That's excellent.
New
That's
father.
Almost as good as the problems in Bagwine.
So that Rhino can have a good Christmas or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's Kanye West, new father, got a bouncing baby daughter.
Yep.
Bouncing big bootied baby daughter.
Uh-huh. And what would her name be, J-Man?
Her name is North.
Huh. Northwest.
Northwest.
Uh-huh.
That's right. But I tell you what, Paula Dean's not the only one who had a little bit of a PR problem this week.
Really?
Over the last couple of weeks, there have been a few people, a few celebrities, a few athletes.
Yeah.
Saw that Serena Williams and Maria Sharapova have a little back and forth going and off the court.
Which
seen
is
this
hot.
One, Matt? Oh, yeah. Serena Williams referred to, well, she was referring to Maria Sharapova. She just didn't say her name. talking about, you know, a tennis player who's all bubbly and happy and giggly all the time and how gross it is, and talking about her black-hearted boyfriend or whatever. Well, Sharapova yesterday said that if Serena Williams wants to talk about personal things, maybe she should talk about her boyfriend who's married with two kids.
There you... Oh, boy.
Ooh, yeah, there's this is getting good.
There's a punch to the solar plexus.
You know it.
Are these chicks tennis players or boxers?
Getting after each other.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's so much trouble going on with all these celebrities that we felt the need to branch out a little and
trying to help out. Yep,
we're trying to help out. We're trying to help these people out, and because they clearly need better PR people because they're just flailing.
Yeah.
And so we created the IWS PR firm, and here's the initial ad.
All right.
Are you a tennis champion who basically said that a rape victim had it coming? Or maybe an NBA star who dropped a no homo during a press conference? Or possibly a celebrity TV chef who turns out to be a raging racist? Well, you're in luck, because IWS World Media is proud to announce the formation of the I'm With Stupid public relations firm. Our professionals will help you get out in front of these inaccurate and out-of-context image-damaging stories to keep your image from being tarnished and keep that endorsement money flowing. The first thing we'll do is we'll teach you how to actually appear sincere when you apologize. You won't have to put out 2, 3, or 4 different videos. You won't have to put out an explanation of your explanation. The IWS PR team will get it right the first time. Also, maybe you're a federal judge who just might have said that blacks and Hispanics are genetically predisposed to being criminals. Or a politician who claimed that Jews run everything. We'll help you word your apology and explanation such that nobody could possibly think that you really meant what you said when you answered that very simple and straightforward question. And most importantly, if you hire us early enough, we can help you avoid these embarrassing situations. This is especially important for maybe beauty pageant contestants who might be asked a complicated real-world question. We'll make sure you're ready for anything with a brilliantly simple answer that actually says nothing at all. More seriously, maybe you're an NFL star who tried to cover up a murder. Once again, IWS PR can help. We'll release statements that not only declare you're innocent, we'll also do our best to impugn the character of not only the actual perpetrator of the crime, but the recently deceased, his family, friends, people like that, and of course, the media. Oh yeah, we're not afraid to go after the media if need be, and we will play that race card for you. Don't want to go in that direction? Hey, not a problem. We'll break out the crosses and the Bibles. We could go either way on this, and we can do it with conviction. As you can see, IWS PR is committed to our clients. We promise that we will be tenacious and professional in your defense. No problem is too big, no fee is too big. Once you have I'm With Stupid public relations firm on your side, you'll suddenly think you're Charles Barkley and be able to say and do anything you want with no consequences whatsoever. You'll be able to enjoy your newly found freedom, folks. Just call 1-888-UNFUCKED and let us know that you need our help, and IWS PR will be there. You're listening to the number one comedy show on BTR, IWS Radio. All right.
Here to help.
Yep, going to sign up some big clients for that firm this week.
And
we can't do any worse.
No, and we should let people know that in no way will Jay Carney be associated with IWS PR.
No, he's not quite on the level that we're looking for.
No.
We might hire Dee Dee Myers, though.
Oh, God, I'd like to hire her for something else.
Maybe we'll hire Tamron Hall.
Oh, yeah.
As the face of the firm.
Oh,
yes. Hell yeah.
And she has a firm face.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a firm everything.
And a firm ass, too, man.
Oh,
I'll tell you.
Boy. But we digress.
Back to some. Well, I'll tell you what.
Focus.
We'll tie that right in. I'd like to see Tamron Hall in that bikini going down the big slide at the Schlitterbahn. There. Water park.
And where's that located?
New Braunfels, Texas.
Really?
On the Guadalupe River.
I've never heard of that.
It's like the largest water park in America, or one of them.
Really?
Oh, it's huge, and it's got the little all the water slides and like the wave pool, and then it's got the little the meandering stream, and you get in the tube and just ride around the park in it.
Meandering stream. That's how a lot of people refer to me, to meandering stream.
Yeah. I just had a split stream myself.
Well, that sounds like a fun place to go.
I've never been, but I've been by it. I've driven by it a couple of times.
You know, I was thinking of Jay, you know, because the show's been doing so well, I've made a lot of money this year off the show. So I was thinking about taking
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. Well, you didn't get your check?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my goodness. But I was thinking about traveling to Europe. Because,
ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, and, you know, I've mentioned I have a soft spot for the Turks. I love the Turks. And they're having this thing in July, and they're taking a page from the country of Spain. In July they're going to have the running of the Istanbuls. So I thought I might head over there.
So you really should have your own.
Hi-yo!
Since you knew where you were going with that.
Probably.
Oh, that could be fun.
Uh-huh.
You could do that. Yeah, well, you could do that, and then you could go and join the riots at night.
Exactly. Or then I could
time.
Just, you know, take the little Euro train or whatever they're calling it now and go up to The Hague, and they have a new amusement park there. It's called Netherland.
It's called...
Netherland.
Hi-yo!
These came to me about 5 minutes before showtime.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be quite the summer Euro tour to take right there.
And I'll tell you what, if I want a little more heat in my summer vacation, you know, you guys have crawdad days down there.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty big. I was thinking about going to Iraq and have Baghdad days.
Hi-yo!
Yeah, I can see you.
Heck
yeah. Yeah, oh yeah.
Are you feeling me? Are you feeling
sitting
me?
You could be sitting out on the front porch on a bench, a little bag wine, being a dad and all, Baghdad days.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay. My brother's kind of on a quasi vacation, a little long weekend.
No.
Yeah, my brother Marty. You know, Party Marty, the lead singer
Marty.
Of the Dreamboats.
Hell yeah. Has he hit up a tourist attraction?
Well,
this
weekend? Him and a few others journeyed north to Lake Erie. Put in Bay, and
Put in Bay.
Put in Bay. I don't know why it's called that, but that's what it's called. It's a nice place, and it's also home to the world's longest bar.
Nice.
Yeah, so they're partying up there. So let's see if he's unhungover and ready for them. And we're dialing. And we're dialing.
Hello?
Party Marty, lead singer of the Dream
Hello?
Boat.
International
Give us
Space
a full report.
Yes. Well, I'm here on America's North Coast.
There you
staying
go.
Staying at the beautiful, beautiful Bayside Suite.
Really?
And it is a gorgeous day of 88 degrees.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Sunny. Very sunny.
Are you hungover?
The bar's open. a wee bit, yes.
Are you really?
Huh? Are the
yes,
are the
we saw the
level?
Menus last night.
Oh, the menus. How were they?
What?
How are the menus? How did
the
they
menus
sound?
Were pretty good.
Yeah, that's a band for anyone.
They
who
sounded
know.
Very. yeah, they're out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and they're up here at Put In Bay during the summer. And we caught their show last night. And the lead singer wears a cheerleading outfit and kicks balloons off the ceiling.
That's hot.
They do everything
Excellent.
From the Doors to Jay Giles. Yeah, a lot
oh,
of fun. A lot
okay.
of fun.
Ah, they covered the music
Woo.
World from D to J. Excellent.
Yes, they do, from D to J.
So what else have you
I'm
been doing while you're up
today,
there?
Today, boy.
What?
Well, eating walleye bites.
Oh, yeah.
And perch sandwiches.
Yeah.
And drinking some Canadian beer. And looking at skirts. And
for yourself,
putting on some sunblock. Yes, another.
Well, are the E. coli levels on Lake Erie at acceptable levels that you're allowed to go out there?
I did see people out on the water. We stayed at the poo, so it probably had E. coli in there too.
Well, yeah. Or at least excess potassium.
Indeed.
Uh-huh.
Well, thanks for calling me, guys.
Oh, that's it?
I'm going to take a nappy nap now. That's all I can tell you.
What, are you driving home today?
I am, unfortunately, getting in the big perversion van. And home.
Nothing worse than a four-hour drive hungover
to the desolate Ohio landscape.
Maybe MB will drive.
Well, you could go to
yes.
the Endless Hole.
Soybeans and corn. We could, but we're going to stop at Cheese Haven.
Oh, you got to stop at Cheese Haven. Oh,
and
Jay, you don't
cheese.
Know about this. Cheese Haven?
Yes.
I could spend all day at Cheese Haven.
American Landmark.
Yeah.
It's awesome. You'll love it.
What's
that's
your favorite?
You gotta, that's why you got to come to Ohio, Jay. Doesn't he, Marty?
Go to.
Yes. It'd be a great time for Jay to come up north.
Yeah, Marty's like, yeah, whatever. I don't care. Come. Don't care.
Well, Labor Day weekend is the 200th anniversary of Oliver Hazard Perry defeating the British in the Battle of Lake Erie.
1813.
And they are going to recreate that battle.
Oh.
1813.
I'm sure you'll be there.
They're going to have all the square rig ships. Yeah, and we're going to be here. So you get to drink beer and get historical.
I mentioned that
a
earlier.
Lot of fun,
this
a lot
week.
Of
There's
fun.
Nothing
mm-hmm.
better about the 4th of July than booze and history.
That's right.
That's right. and your place in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. It's gorgeous. We were standing here looking north. You can see all the way to Canada.
I can see Canada.
And,
there you go. He's talking to you,
Jamie. At the water. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to come up north. Check it out.
When you're out there looking towards Canada, be sure to wave at Jamie, our
yeah,
friend
Marty,
Jamie over there.
Marty, one of our biggest fans.
Hi, Jamie.
There you go. That's what I was going to ask you to do. Very good. All right, then.
Well, my team's waving me on. I think I'm going to get in the van, guys.
Okay.
Safe travels.
I'm going to take some aspirin first. All right. Thank you.
All right. Call me tonight.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Pleasure.
Okay. See you, Jay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. All right.
There
that was
go.
Party Marty, everyone.
That was Party Marty. Lead singer of the Dreamboats. Marty didn't sound all with it, did he?
Sounded a little sluggish today.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He's not looking forward to that long, arduous drive across the Ohio desert.
Oh, it's brutal, Jay, because there's only one good way to get from where he is back down to Bagwine. It's called State Route 4, and it's like a 3.5-hour trip to every podunk town in the state. I don't even like him that much, and I was feeling his pain.
Well, anyway, glad to know that it's put in bay. I thought you were calling it pudding, as
no,
in
it's
a little
in
a
bay.
Little a little Bill Cosby thing of pudding.
No. Oh, here in Ohio, we'd never name something after a black guy. For God's
no,
sake,
no,
come on.
No, not at all.
Or the Mississippi of the North.
So what are some of the big tourist attractions around Bagwine, Matt?
Well, I'll tell you what, yeah, he's coming back to Bagwine. He's at a nice place now, but here in Springfield, Bagwine, Ohio, we have plenty of stuff that people could experience for the summer. In fact, they've done a couple ads. Let's play one.
Oh, okay.
The sun is barely up. And we just went to bed 2 hours ago. The beer stains are still thick on the floors, and we're anxiously pacing around like a potential baby daddy waiting for the results of the paternity test. But today, we get to bowl. Today, we're not drug dealers, a meth worker, burger slinger, or seal coat guy. Today, we're just lovers of the game. Today we get to drink with our friends, get to test the waxiness of the lanes, and get to experience a dozen awesome jello shots that will never show up on a scorecard. Today we get to bowl and watch our 16-pound ball hook, gutter, and or drop out of our hands down some of the most memorable bowling alleys we have ever seen. Today, we get to turn off the world, at least until our boss shows up. And with world-class bowling alleys and more than 800 lanes, there's no waiting to hurl the bowling ball of pure Bagwine. Your trip begins at bagwine.org.
Really sounds like a great place.
Yeah, some people like badminton, some people like to golf, but here in Bagwine we have 8,000 bowling alleys.
and they're all here for you.
That's what, you know, that's what the regular folk get out and do.
Exactly.
The working folk, the blue
yeah,
collar
drinking
people.
Drinking Pabst and eating chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now you have your little chicken wing and then you wipe the sauce on your shirt and grab that bowling ball and get up there and
no, you don't wipe it on your own shirt. You wipe it on your old lady.
I bet people wear those bowling shirts just, you know, out and around when they're out and about, going to Walmart
oh, yeah.
or something like that. Just
oh, hell yeah, because, like, you know, in South Central L.A., they wear their colors. People here wear bowling shirts.
Exactly, so they'll know what gang, I mean, bowling team you're with.
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Redneckville is all about tourism, too.
Oh, I know.
You know, we're big tourist destination people. Like to cruise down Lakeshore Drive, all 1.6 miles of it. Stay right along the front of Lake Redneck,
mm-hmm.
then cross over the Crooked Creek Bridge into downtown. Check out that hole downtown where the building that burned 7 years ago and still hasn't been rebuilt.
I bet that's a sight.
Yeah, beautiful, scenic little community.
Yeah.
There, and you got the Lake Redneck where they hold the cardboard boat races.
Yeah.
And every Crawdad Days. Well, they used to until they finally stopped because Bank of America kept cheating. That boat wasn't cardboard.
Well, plus they were their little cardboard boat was funded by the government.
Probably so, and that Evan Rude 2500
yeah.
outboard motor on it was against the rules, too.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, yeah, lots of great stuff, but the number one tourist attraction here is without a doubt the Fashion Center Mall.
Hmm.
And they are going nationwide with a new ad campaign.
You're invited to enjoy one of the Mid-South's premier shopping experiences. The Fashion Center Mall in Redneckville, Arkansas, is known all over the region as one of the most unique malls in America. It has been described as a must-see in the IWS Roadside America Travel Guide. Browse through the racks of our two clothing stores, featuring the latest in late 90s and early 2000s fashion. Be sure to especially check out the ladies' fashion departments. There you will find an amazing variety of choices, ranging from size 0 all the way to petite. After that, casually walk through our climate-controlled mall, with temperatures set at a cool and comfortable 84 degrees Fahrenheit. Stroll past the 26 empty stores and try to guess what they used to be. No fair using the broken or faded-out signs as clues, kids. Best part is, you won't be bothered by pesky salespeople or big crowds of harried shoppers. Do be sure to put on some headphones, or the elderly mall walkers might try to stop and talk to you. Next, you should exit the north end of the building. Another great game to play at the Fashion Center Mall is, guess which of the six doors is the one that's actually unlocked. Once outside, wander into the State Farm office and say hello to Bubba Simpson and his longtime secretary, Miss Sally. Then, go next door and get your hair cut at Classic Cuts Barbershop. Be sure to tell Sonja that IWS sent you. Finally, you can end your exciting and unique shopping experience by getting a hot and ready pepperoni pizza at Little Caesars. Or if pizza isn't your thing, we still got you covered. Choose from dozens of different bags of chips or candy bars and soft drinks at our multiple vending machines. The Fashion Center Mall in Redneckville, Arkansas. A memorable shopping experience for the whole family.
This is IWS Radio.
Now, who wouldn't want to hang out there?
In my mind, I'm already there.
That's right.
I'm already putting quarters in the pop machines, baby.
And I tell you what, that little
haircut.
And I tell you what, that M&M machine right there next to it, there's nothing like late 70s M&Ms. Wow, tasty.
Ooh, do they mess up and shoot out two at a time? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, well, oh yeah, it's one of those, you know, you put the quarter in and you turn the dial.
Oh, yeah.
And it spits out a few dusty M&Ms for you.
I like that.
That's a great place, man.
And if anyone else knows of any great places, they could call in at 661-244-9852.
Yeah, tell us about all the great tourist attractions in your town. I've been to the Gateway Arch. Got Mike there in the chat room. And
yeah,
I've been up. We didn't go. I've been to the Welcome Center and, you know, everything. We didn't go up in it because it would take too long. And the guy who was working there refused to tell me whether or not we could just go up, look out the window, take a picture, and come back down, or if we had to take the full tour thing. He wouldn't answer me. I kept asking him that, and he just kept the elevators are over here to the right, and you will follow along with the crowd.
I think we've had this discussion before.
I know.
Because
I know.
I'm
assuming that guy
thing like from the Greene County Fair, and it click, 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 click takes you all the way to the top, and then there's like an 8-mile-an-hour breeze, and the gateway is freaking swaying, and oh my god, this is the end.
That sounds like fun. Now, I'm pretty sure that brain dead guy sitting behind the desk is in charge of everything now.
Oh, I know. Oh, and the
they
best
just have
thing
a don't, they have a don't answer anybody's questions policy, I guess.
Yes, they do. The less you know, the better. That's their policy.
Uh-huh.
They do have like a, well, they used to. And they used to have a riverboat McDonald's right there.
They have a, yeah, they have a, yeah, there's a riverboat just down the steps. Lots of steps down there to the river. And then, of course, we got a casino, riverboat casinos.
Yeah. I'm not into
that's
that.
Always
I think
good
that,
though.
I think that's just against the will of God. You shouldn't gamble.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Free drinks while you're gambling.
Well, that's cool.
Well, I don't know if they do that at the riverboats. They do in Vegas. You get free drinks while you're gambling. I think they do in Tunica, too.
I'll tell you what, Jay. Another thing I'd like to go to, I think it's in September. In Budapest, they're having a Bob Marley festival.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, it's called Romania 2013.
God. Jesse Ferg says we can come to Marion, Ohio, home to the rotten Warren Harding.
We
got a memorial there. He and his wife and his dog are all buried there.
We could. But, as Jesse Ferg knows, I forget what month it's in. It's later, like September or something. We could go a little further north and go to the fine city of Bucyrus for Oktoberfest.
Ooh.
They have a good one there.
That's always a good
place,
time.
Oh, the place is packed.
I'm always a fan of the old Oktoberfest.
Yes.
Old beer festival. I tell you, place that has pretty good Oktoberfest. That's Fredericksburg, Texas.
Really?
Yep. Birthplace of Admiral Chester Nimitz.
Oh.
Got the Nimitz Hotel down there.
Who appeared in the movie Midway? Because I don't think he was a real admiral, was he? Wasn't that a made-up character?
Yeah, got the Nimitz Hotel there, right next to the George H.W. Bush World War II Museum.
Well,
And
isn't that the war that 41 got shot down in?
Yes.
Yeah, he wasn't that good, was he? Kind of like McCain. But they're heroes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not far from New Braunfels there. And yeah, nice little German towns where you can find nice German pubs, German beer, German sausages, German food. And New Braunfels also hosts the Wurstfest every year.
Mm-hmm.
Bratwurst.
That's with a U, right? Not a no.
It's the best of the worst. The worst fest in New Braunfels, Texas. They got the polka band playing.
Yeah.
Everybody has to do the chicken dance.
I bet if he were alive, Slim Whitman would be there.
Oh, you know he would. And they got you can get the German pancakes. I had like three of them. They're delicious.
Oh
God. That German pancakes and German beer and just sit there. That sounds like a festival to me.
Love potato pancakes. You know who else likes potato pancakes?
Who?
Paul Pyatt.
Well, I bet he does.
Who was absent last week?
Yes.
But
very unfortunate.
That. So here's a little poetry and such with Paul Pyatt.
Poetry and such with Paul Pyatt.
Gentle and heartfelt greetings to all of you discerning drinkers of the warm and aromatic coffee of life that is IWS Radio. Renowned poet and IWS literary editor, Paul Pyatt here, bringing you some of today's finest in the world of poetry, prose, and people. Today, during our journey along the sullied boulevard of words made magical and life's pentameters made iambic, I offer unto you a poem by Burgundian poet Vincent St. Edna. From his 2012 book, My Opic Geraniums, here is The Colors of Summer. The sun is hot, 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 hot. The sun is yellow, 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 yellow. Well, not exactly yellow. But on this day, at high noon in June, the fiery orb illuminates our worldly hues, and I can clearly see that the sky is blue, the grass is green, I am white. The Colors of Summer by Vincent St. Edna. And for now, as I travel the road less traveled, Paul Pyatt.
You're listening to I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
Brilliant.
Nice to have him back.
Nice to have Mr. Pyatt with us again.
I don't know where he digs all these treasures up.
Must be just an exhausting job.
He's ruthless. Ruthless.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So,
Yes.
You think Billy the Kid's ever gone on any vacations?
Well, I'll tell you what. He goes to Florida every winter.
Ooh, I love Florida.
Oh, I do too. Let's see if he has any Florida stories for us. If I can. He might. I'll tell you what, though. He might be busy. Because the beer might be rocking all weekend during this hot weather, Jay.
Oh, you know what? People are going to quench that thirst.
I know.
Yeah. Hey, Pat.
Billy boy, you were stupid.
What's up?
Hey, we're talking summer and vacations. Do you have any good vacations lately?
Have any good vacations? Well,
got that air conditioning running, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called a fan.
Yeah, that's about it. Go in the cooler, that's my extent of the vacation.
Really?
But I was thinking I was going to go to Florida, but you know how hard it got here, so it's like being in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And then could go to Kentucky or Tennessee, but I'm already in it, so what does it matter?
You could go down to Kentucky and go to the distilleries.
It's probably better in
enjoying
Kentucky
a little bourbon
than it is here.
What?
Oh, I got quite a bit of bourbon, so.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
You go to the Kentucky Horse Park.
Do what?
You can go to the Kentucky Horse Park and see all the retired racehorses.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there.
Do that.
That's a cool place.
Isn't that what they call the dog food park?
Well, maybe you do. I have more respect for him than that.
I got a customer. Hang on.
No.
Take the phone.
Okay.
Oh, good.
The Miller Lite.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
You know, you try to beat these things into people's heads.
Some people are tougher to train than others.
I know.
You need a bag? That's all right.
He doesn't need a bag. Hell no.
Hey, I forgot to tell you another good thing, but in October, Megadeth and the Scorpions are going to be playing in Prague.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to go there to the Czechoslovakia Festival 2013.
I'm back.
Oh, that was perfect timing, Bill.
You know, I try.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Anyhow, I guess I could go down to the dog food park and look at the old nags walking around.
Well, don't you go to Florida every winter?
Oh, yeah. Go down to Naples.
You know, you really need to stop trying to be funny.
Of course, the bad thing is when I go down there, you know, it's usually old ladies.
Really?
Yeah. Retired old Jewish ladies, right?
Yeah. They're kind of sagging down to their kneecaps. Sometimes you see them dragging in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They moved down from New York to New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. They all talk funny down there.
Yep. Do you drive all the way down to Naples from back home?
No, I fly. Last time I drove, it was 19 hours. Oh, God, another customer. Hang on.
Well, have a good day.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
I need two small bags of ice, please.
See? Why I hung up on Bill.
He'll understand.
Yeah, he will. Now, the lady didn't want to get one big bag, which was more cost effective. She wanted two smaller bags. Which is nice, Jay, because it's very homey. That's the way we are here.
Right.
Yeah, and in fact, you all need to come up here because this is how we are.
They used to call it stubborn, to refuse to follow the crowd. In a world that tries so hard to look and feel like everything else, there is a place that knows exactly who it is. Bagwine. A place that embraces the unique and the downright strange. A place where fried bologna and tuna pizza are always on the menu. A place where we can watch and listen to a Bee Gees tribute band on the banks of Buck Creek, or watch a hooker with a clubfoot push a homeless guy down the sidewalk in a grocery cart. A place where out-of-control weeds at the old hospital challenge the mind as much as they engage the eye. where the conversation is always as confusing and inarticulate as the people, and where we always leave with a little more than we came with because no one was looking. So when we need a break from the ordinary, come spend a little time in Bagwine, where seeing the world through the eyes of Quentin Tarantino is pure Bagwine. Your trip begins at bagwine.org.
Making it sound good.
I'm telling you, Jay, man, you got to get your butt up there. And in fact, I'll tell you, you know what Drive-By Mikey told me this week?
What's that?
He said, Jay needs to come up here and see the people that we deal with. And he told me that, tell Jay he could work the weekend, I'll pay him, and if he decides to leave afterwards, there's no hard feelings.
Well, you guys have gotten used to that, no hard feelings towards people who leave Bagwine, right? Now, who is this that was on hold? Did you put Billy on hold?
No, I cut him off.
5151?
Oh, he must be calling back in.
No, I think you put it on hold, unless you called back in.
I meant to hang up on him.
Okay. I was just making sure. I didn't want us to have a caller out there.
I vaporized him.
I had this crazy thought that someone actually called the show.
You mean called the show at 661-244-9852? Yeah, that would be wacky.
It would be crazy. But you know what? I've been there. I haven't been to Bagwine, but I've been to Dayton. And Yellow Springs and Beaver Creek.
Yep.
And it was quite an experience.
Yeah. Well, the last time you came up here, did you get to witness a terrible wing walker accident or anything like that?
No, I did not.
You
unfortunately,
didn't.
Wasn't there for the air show.
Oh,
and there was terrible accident yesterday at the Dayton Air Show, and lots of good video for that on the internet if you guys want to see it.
Yep. And all the NASCAR fans in this area are going, oh, yeah, baby.
Well, look at the fireball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've been there twice. The greater Dayton area, and went out there to the dairy farm, had some ice cream.
Young's.
Talked to,
in Yellow Springs,
yep.
Ohio.
Talked to the goats.
Yep.
Stopped in at a little coffee house.
Hey, you didn't touch the goats, did you?
No.
Okay.
No, I would have pet the goats, but I didn't have any food safe gloves.
Oh my god.
But anyway, we went to a coffee house that was playing the Euro trance music, you know.
Yellow Springs has coffee houses?
Yes, it does. And believe it or not, there are lesbians in every single one of them.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, lesbians in the wild.
Yes.
In their natural habitat.
Ladies
wandering around
Springs,
in their Birkenstocks.
Yellow Springs, Ohio, the gayest city in the world. Not just the country. The world. But
pretty,
also the coolest.
Yeah, pretty wild place. It was cool. It was a lot of fun. There were a lot of hippies running around.
Yep. That'd be a good place for Angie and
Macy.
And Macy to move down to, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It would be. You could be there closer. You can go hang out with them.
The only problem is a one-bedroom house costs you $200,000 down there.
That's a little ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing about Redneckville with our burned-out buildings on the square and 26 empty stores at our mall and all that is that our property prices are pretty depressed. keeps home prices down. Keeps them affordable.
That's right. Looking out for the little guy. Or gal.
Of course, just Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't want to be, you know, sexist.
But now Billy talking about going down there to Florida. When I was a kid, we used to go to Fort Walton Beach in the summer. Mm-hmm. And the last time we went, Dad, my stepmother, my grandmother, my two stepsisters, my sister, and me, all in a VW bus. 14 hours straight through. And, oh, it was just a good old time, let me tell you.
You have a bottle of Maker's that? Mark and a big old doobie.
I needed it. And, of course, you know, nothing better than the old VW bus with, you know, air conditioning didn't work and 8-track player. And we listened to the Statler Brothers and the Oak Ridge Boys all the way down. If we took that out, Dad would find a gospel station, AM gospel station, and we'd go, just go back to the Oak Ridge Boys. Okay. Whatever. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
But Fort Walton Beach is a cool place.
I've always wanted to go there. I've been to Daytona and St. Pete Beach. I've never been to Fort Walton.
Definitely want to go during the Billy Bowlegs Festival. That's when they got the good time going. They got the amusement park set up, and you can go ride the tilt-a-whirl and the swings, and whatever else they've got.
Yes.
Some food on a stick. That's always a good time.
Any food is good on a stick.
That's right.
The Clark County Fair. People, if you're listening, July, I forget what it is, 17th through the 26th, come up to Clark County Fair. Cheese on a stick, steak on a stick, pet the goats, rub the pigs, have a good time.
Uh-huh. Well, I tell
look
you what, we do better
people,
than...
Look at a lot of men with wallets who have chains on them. It's a good time.
Yep. And, well, in mid to late August will be the North Arkansas Regional Fair.
Ooh.
Here at the fairgrounds in Redneckville.
Uh-oh.
And they'll set up, they got the show building set up so that people can, they got the arts and crafts and stuff like that going on. And everybody's got
it
their booths
so
set up.
So freaking hot.
Yes.
And a tractor pool. Hell yes.
Oh, baby.
That's right. And they're really smart about these things. They set up the rodeo finals and the tractor pool the same night as homecoming football game here in town. That never upsets anybody. Like, we
why
got
do you
so
have
many
coming in the summer.
Well, no, they don't do the fair until like late August, maybe even the first week of September.
I'm still saying we're just kicking football off here in the Buckeye State.
Oh, really? Oh, no! You got to start football early down here in God's country.
Why is that?
Because it's an important sport.
Mm-hmm. Evidently not, judging by the University of Arkansas.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Well, I tell you what. Well, you know what? You may be right. You may be right. We don't tend to hire coaches who recruit players like Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, well.
But, Matt, we got breaking news. Tweet from Amanda Bynes. My life revolves around my nose jobs until my nose is finished.
No! God, please, no! No! No!
Well, that's always good.
Uh-huh. But anyway, as we were talking about...
I had two choices on that one, Jay. I could have said...
Oh, good for you!
Yeah, well, you could have done this one, too.
Oh, my God, who the hell cares?
Yeah, I think that's the most appropriate one.
So you had that.
As Bill Maher always says about people on reality TV shows, he always says, you know, you get these reality TV people, You either love me or you hate me. And Bill Maher always says, oh, there's a third option. I don't give a shit about you.
But speaking of Florida and vacation and traveling and all that great stuff, I love the beach. I should move to the beach.
You should. You've talked about for years.
Yep, I should. I mean, I'm not going in the water, but...
No, God, no. Yeah,
there's
you
all
like
kinds
to
of disgusting... Yeah, there's
you
all
like
kinds
to look
of disgusting,
at it,
creepy
like to
creatures.
You like drink
there.
It, but you don't want to go in it.
No. I'd like to have my own private pool, though. That would be okay. I mean, I guarantee, you know, that nobody has pissed in it, but I could do that.
Well, that's not a guarantee.
Well, other than
but...
me, I could swim in my own pee. That's different. But I'm not going to swim in somebody else's pee. That's outrageous. And, of course, you know, the itsy, bitty, teeny, weeny, yellow polka dot bikinis out there.
Yeah.
On the men, of course. That's always a good time. When I was, like, 10 years old, we went to Los Angeles. And we went to the beach out there. And I was very unimpressed with their brown, oily beach and all the kelp in the water. And
yeah.
All that. And it was, it's gross. Although I'm still to this day convinced I saw Angie Dickinson in a limo. So, keep that going for me. I'm pretty sure it was her, man.
And plus, instead of sharks swimming up towards the beach, it was agents. Jewish
probably.
Entertainment agents.
And how they didn't discover me and put me on TV, I have no
exactly.
idea.
Exactly. I don't know. I'll tell you what, though, Jay. When you mentioned itsy bitsy teeny bikinis, there's someone in the Bagwine Digs wearing nothing but that right now.
That's hot.
Tea break with Schmoop.
Where are you going on vacation, Schmoop?
Just right here. It's a staycation.
A staycation, yeah.
Well, I'm being forced the week of the 8th through the whatever because my boss, Alzheimer man, is going on vacation to Hilton Head. And he's shutting the place down, so I have to take vacation.
He doesn't think the place can survive without him?
He doesn't even know that he has the place sometimes. No, unfortunately, it's kind of sad.
Man.
But, yeah, that's my vacation.
So you'll be on bagcation.
Exactly.
Maybe
exactly.
Beercation.
Uh-huh. Totally. <Yeah.
laughs> Well, that's where I'll be vacationing. Not there, but here, I guess. Of course, so the week of Thanksgiving. The week of Thanksgiving, I'll spend that whole week in beautiful, exotic
Nebraska.
Omaha, Nebraska. That's right. The good life. It says so right there on the sign. They wouldn't be lying about that.
Oh, God.
That's
is it a vegan Thanksgiving?
Oh, no. They didn't allow vegans in Nebraska.
I would think not.
No, that's not a bad town. It's all right. Nice people up there. Good, decent, sensible Midwesterners.
Yeah, Matt asked me yesterday, he said, what were your vacations like? I said, we didn't have any vacations. I said, not unless you count the time that Dad would go fishing at Clark Lake and Mom would say, take her. Dad would go, I don't want to take her. And I would go, Mom, I don't want to go.
They'd have a screaming match. No, you take her. No, you take her. And you're like,
no,
hello,
you
I can hear you. I'm right here.
I am totally done with this child. Yeah, that was about it. Watch Dad fish.
Yeah, well, we went. That sounds like fun.
Oh, it was not. I begged Mom so I can stay home. Nope, you go. My parents.
Well, last time. No, yeah. Last time we were down there in Pensacola, you could get a, I guess, like if you could get a temporary fishing license for the day, or you didn't even need one to fish from the beach or something. And they had this, it's the old bridge that connected Pensacola to over to the island, the beach.
Uh-huh.
And you could fish off of that. And my brother-in-law and I went, and they asked us, when we got there, they said, do you want live or frozen shrimp? And we're both like, oh, frozen. And but the frozen shrimp would break apart when you put the hook
through. Ew.
And so then, or if it would barely hang on, then I would try to zing it out there and cast it, and the shrimp would come flying off, and a seagull would swoop down and grab it. And then later, we found out that you're supposed to let the shrimp thaw.
Oh, dude.
See, that makes a lot more sense.
It does. It really does.
Anyway, we didn't catch shit, but it was fun, you know.
Yeah, Dad always liked to catch fish for some odd reason. He used to go up to Michigan to fish, too. And Canada.
Yeah. Oh, I'd do that. I'd like to go up there to Canada or Alaska and go salmon fishing. That'd be fun.
Yes.
Stand
well,
out there on
like...
one of those pontoon on the old seaplane. hauling those salmon. Got to watch out for the big brown bears, but, you know.
I'm sure they don't come around much.
Probably not.
Hold on, honey.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Going fishing, Matt.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I used to go fishing. I used to go fishing every summer. I'd get my license. And then I took Ryan with me, and he'd preferred to throw rocks into the water and that's not fishing.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what though.
Yeah, you could take him to play golf and he would sit there in the cart going swing, 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 swing. Swing.
We do like to go putt putting.
That's always fun. That's a good time.
Yeah.
Good family entertainment right there.
You know what another good summertime activity is?
What's that?
Well, I'll tell you what. When the temperatures really bust out.
It is so freaking hot.
A good thing to do is go to an air-conditioned movie theater.
That's right. Dark, cold theater where you can buy some big buttered bucket of popcorn. And a 24-ounce Coke for only $10.
Exactly.
And you can watch one of the summer blockbusters. And we have the premiere trailer for one of the biggies.
Yes.
That will be at a theater near you this summer.
Coming to a theater near you this summer. An emotional story about a group of people who all grew up together in a dead-end town and are now adults, all living near each other and working together at the local drive-thru beer stores. The hours are long and hard as they fought the elements and had to sling those 30 packs and deal with stupid customers day and night. But this was the only life they knew, and they were happy. They spent their time hanging out together, drinking, partying, hunting, and just doing the best they could to get by in life. One day, three of the members of the group were informed that their guard unit was being called up for action in Afghanistan. War was indeed hell as they struggled to survive in the brutal and unforgiving mountains and deserts of Afghanistan. They saw heavy action and were all wounded both physically and emotionally. The only thing that kept them going was thinking of getting back home to the beer store, their friends, and that special girl. IWS
World Media Entertainment presents Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Matthew McConaughey, Channing Tatum, Bradley Cooper, and Jennifer Aniston in The Beer Hunter.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com.
It's one you got to go see.
Oh, God, I'm there.
Oh, yeah.
I even smoke, and I'm still going there. You know, I'll tell you what's funny, though. You were talking to the lovely Schmoop.
Mm-hmm.
You used one of her pictures.
Hell yes.
Yeah, when she's tubing. Schmoop hasn't been on a tube in 18 years. Let me tell you, I know for a fact she has never been on a tube in 18 years.
Well, you know, there's things you do when you're young, and then as you get older, it just it's so much bother.
I was thinking, Jay.
Were you thinking?
Yeah, I know. We're getting lot at the beer mine seal coated.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking perhaps that we could get the lot seal coated at our headquarters up here.
Okay.
So I was just trying to think if we could find someone who could do the job for us. Evidently, he's busy.
He's out seal coating.
Hi, this is Mike. Sorry I missed your call.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Oh, I was going to leave a dirty message. So much for that.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, you just can't count on people. You know, Matt, when you go on vacation, when I go on vacation, I like to check out the local flavor, you know, hit the local restaurants, hang out where the locals go rather than the tourists. Some people, though, they're all about continuity, consistency, and they go to Applebee's.
Yeah.
And they go to TGI Fridays or Red Robin, just like they would at home.
Right.
Well, Red Robin came out with a new ad campaign this week.
Really?
Where they were, they're pimping their 24 different burgers. And they were reeling off a few different kinds of burgers. And then it says, and we even have a veggie burger in case your teenage daughter is going through a phase.
No, it did not say that.
It did. Needless to say, some vegetarian groups have a little bit of a problem with that. And I don't know why. I don't know why. I thought it was funny. I thought it was clever.
Yeah.
You know? It's funny. Yeah, that's what you got to be in advertising, is clever and funny, right?
Exactly.
Huh. We know all about that, being clever and funny.
Oh, I know. And funny. And smart.
Oh, yeah.
And hot.
So I've been to Red Robin once.
I have never.
We went in there. Well, the idea is it's the endless French fries. They come over there and they put a basket of fries out there for you. And so we went in there, and I think it was me and Kelly and Allen. It was probably the one in San Antonio. And we went in there and they put down that basket of fries, and they were cold. I'm sorry, we're a little behind on the fries. And so then we have our burgers and our beer, and then they come by and they say, They grabbed the old ones, and they put a whole new basket down. And we're like, no, no, that's okay. We just had a great big huge burger and they're like that. And she goes, well, I put it down. I have to leave it. And she walks off.
That's the rules.
So, hey, I know. And I don't want her to get in trouble, you know.
No.
So there we go. They were delicious, though. But there's just so many options. You know, you want to go out and have a burger, man. God.
Yeah.
You got to go to a local place like Colton's Steakhouse here in Redneckville.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe
and
McDonald's.
They have great onion rings there.
Yeah. But we're calling somebody.
Yeah. This is kind of a surprise. You and her, if she answers.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 937-360-396.
Okay.
I was going to say, maybe we ought to cut that off before they realize.
Well,
the whole
I was trying. Thing. It kept spinning.
You know what a mischievous guy Jesse Ferg is. He might take that number.
Yes.
He might do something unacceptable. Well, I tell you what. Here, as we get into the final 20 minutes of the show, 18 minutes of the show, I happen to know that you took a rather infamous family vacation one time, Matt, to Virginia Beach.
Oh.
To Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And it still stands out as one of the highlights of your family life.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay. It was the last truly family vacation that I took with my lovely wife and adorable child.
Mm-hmm.
About 1999, 2000. Very nice time. Very nice room. Had a nice view of the ocean.
Ooh.
And, yeah, oh yeah. And it was pure hell. We had to do things. We couldn't just relax.
Oh, God.
Had to go there, go there, go there. No, no, no. Look at the ocean. Isn't that beautiful?
Exactly.
Especially in that area because you got naval ships going down. You got the dolphins jumping
mm-hmm.
beside the ships.
Beautiful.
And then one time, you know, they got like this trolley system. They're not real trolleys. They look like trolleys. buses, and we're at the corner waiting for one, and my cell phone rings. It was Schmoop. And she asked me, how are you doing? I said, I'm in Virginia Beach with my other family.
And,
well, she wanted me to come. She was house-sitting at a friend of hers who had a pool. And she asked me to come on by, and I said, well, okay. It's going to take me 16 hours to get up there and 16 hours back. I'll be there in a minute. And so, yeah.
All right. Sounds like a good time.
It was. As my wife is holding my bouncing baby. Actually, he wasn't bouncing that. But he was annoying by that time. He was like four. Four or five.
Well, you know, I hate those vacations where everybody thinks you just got to be going a million miles an hour all the time.
I hate that, too. And I'll tell you what.
Seeing every single little bitty tourist trap.
Yep. I was talking to Drive-By Mikey, who's going on vacation in July, and he's fretting about it because he's going to have to do a million things, and he thinks, as I do, and it seems you do, if you're going on vacation, just relax.
Mm-hmm. Well, we went to Northern California a couple of times, Sacramento, San Francisco, wine country, Monterey, And it was quite busy because you got to, you know, a lot of, you know, travel around. Oh, in Reno, of course, Lake Tahoe.
Of course.
So there's a lot of running around and stuff like that. But every place we went to, we took time and we just kind of kicked back. We go, you know, like Sonoma, and we, you know, you go to the, you got the cheese factory there, and you got the sausage place, and you, you know, get you some wine and go up and have a little picnic and just relax and enjoy the day.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's good stuff right there. In Monterey, you just kind of sit on a bench right there and watch the waves roll in and watch the little otters play in the ocean.
Clap their little hands.
Yeah. Best things in life are free right there, man.
Damn right.
But it's tough. You can't, if you go to a beach, if you go to a beach location, you should spend most of your time just kicking back and breathing the fresh salt air and watching the waves roll in and watching the girls run around in their bikinis.
Mm-hmm. No. Come on, we got to go to this blown glass factory. Why? It's blue. It's a blue fucking pitcher. My goodness.
Oh. Yeah, let's get in the car and let's fight traffic. Okay, that sounds like fun.
Let's try this again, J-Man, as we have 15 minutes left in the show. Someone showed up on my caller ID. Hopefully the seal coat guy can take care of us.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah. We were looking. I saw some of the work you did at the beer mine. You seal coated their drive.
Yeah.
We were wondering if you could do, you know, a lot of people get that done during the summer. We were wondering if you could do that for our IWS headquarters.
Well, yeah. We got a really good special going on right now. How many square feet and cracks do you have there, buddy?
Well, I'm not sure.
I just have one crack.
It's a what?
I just have one crack.
Oh, well, that depends. If you want the quick dry or you just want the standard take your time dry. Because we got this special stuff we put down if you're busy, and that costs a little more.
Really?
But I'll tell you right now, I'm kind of slow, and I could really do you a great deal.
Really? How much
would
it cost?
Well, probably right around $39.50. That's $3,950 for people that don't just understand $39.50. Also,
seems a little steep.
That is a little steep.
Wait a minute. See, that's the problem. I really need to come out and take a look at it. Be sure that I'm not overbidding it. If you could just kind of help me out. How many cars can you park on it?
Six.
Oh, well, no. We can get her all the way down here to about 800.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't like to underbid myself. Then I have to run to Columbus three or four times. Oh, I mean Cincinnati. Cincinnati. That's where I get that seal coat, especially the quick dry.
Oh, is that special?
When I run out of. Oh, yeah. You can only get that in Cincinnati. Besides that, I usually have a 5,000 gallon tank I keep it at my private house. Can't tell you where that's located. But we run out of that. We have to get some more money from you so we can keep on working. Right now, I'm kind of broke down. I got a fuel pump problem, and I'm about three weeks behind. But I'll tell you what, if you sign right now, I can do it for seven, and a pack of rolling papers.
Well, I was going to ask you if you had a business card.
Oh yeah, I'm out of them right now. But I got. Wait a minute, I can use this. Hey, got any trees that need cut? We do that too. Only in the winter.
Yeah. Slow time of season for seal coating, isn't it?
Yeah. But I can, every now and then I can whip it in there. Or whip it out. I mean, not whip it in. Did I say that?
Because it's quick dry.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes we can shovel the snow and then put it right on, and it seals up real nice. Looks good, too. Just don't walk in it. You can't walk in it for like 4 weeks, because it'll make a fucking hell of a mess if you got any tile or something like that in your house.
So you would never walk in the office or anything with it on your feet?
Oh, hell no. Only a dumbass would do that. Why? You guys know somebody that wants it done besides yourself? I can give you a discount for every person you turn me on to.
Okay. Well, I got three, so could you get us down to 400?
Oh, don't piss me off.
Well, you know,
well,
Matt.
I'll tell you what. If you can get me 3.5, I'll do it for 450.
Okay, that sounds like a deal.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Matt's great uncle, Maury Goldstein, always told him to negotiate.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's the kind of business I'm in. The more the merrier. Besides that, I usually, if I have to underbid a job, I just bring my 4-year-old, my 6-year-old to help.
There you go.
Cheap labor. All you got to do is give them some candy. Plus, my wife's on welfare. If they get hurt or anything on your property, it's covered.
Well, that's cool because we have suckers there at the beer mine.
There you go. I think a little
suckers.
Ice cream would be in order.
Oh, maybe no. I can't get my kids no goddamn ice cream.
I
know
ice cream
want
sandwich.
You know how kids act when you give them that damn ice cream. Want to lay down on the job.
Well, yeah, that, and, you know, you give them ice cream on that one special occasion, it just reminds them how poor and deprived they are the rest of the time.
Well, yeah, well, that's what the suckers are for. kind of pisses me off, though, when people don't ask if my kids can have them. So where is this place located, anyway? I'm in this state of Ohio. This was a long distance call. Where did come up with that?
Bagwine. We're in Springfield. Yeah, we have an office up here in Springfield.
That's amazing. I thought I knew every parking lot in Springfield.
Yeah, eventually
at least I stopped at every.
Eventually, we're going to build an all-new world headquarters in Paducah, Kentucky. Do you go out of town to work?
Oh, if my truck will make it, I'll do anything. Times are tough, you know. And I got my cousin. He says he runs it, but he's a liar. I'm the one that runs this damn thing. I'm the pricer. They call me a door knocker. I knock on doors, get prices.
I bet you're so good you find people napping in trucks, don't you?
Well, yeah. I remember this one time I was looking for this feller, and that son of a bitch was asleep in his truck. Walked by it 6 or 7 times before I finally realized he was in his truck asleep. I think he was drunk. Do you have a driveway at your home? Or you just got this driveway at your... Oh, that's too bad.
I have a heliport.
Oh, well, that's concrete.
Well,
that's
you could still seal coat that, couldn't you?
Well, that costs extra anytime you cover up concrete. Make a dick a deal again, though.
Well, I tell you what, if you need an all summer project and you want to come down to Arkansas, the Arkansas office parking lot holds like 900 cars.
Holy shit! I probably better not do that. I'm still working on that damn beer mine y'all was talking about. Those people are assholes. Son of a bitch. Kept calling me to get it done. I can't help my shit breaks down. I run out of stuff. Then he wants to pay you in small increments, hundreds at a time. Bastard. I did it for nothing. Only because it's going to be my showpiece. You got to have a showpiece, you know.
That's true.
I heard the guy who owns that is a real stick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He thinks his shit don't stink. But I bet it does.
You're an asshole.
Yeah. What an ass. Then he's got this damn employee reminds him of that fucking guy on this movie called Breaking Bad, the crazy bastard. Boy, he looks just like him. He scares the heck. Scares the hell out of my kids.
Probably never gives him any suckers either, does he?
I keep holding him off. I call him up and bullshit him a lot. Hey, I'll be over tomorrow. Then I hang up and laugh. Dumbass. But that's the difference between you guys. You seem like a couple smart fellers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I usually only deal with dumbasses. That way I can take advantage of them. See? First I give them a big line of shit, and then I really pull a wool over their eyes. I just half-ass it and get the hell out of there after I get my money. Besides that, I got this good-looking girlfriend. Boy, I put her out there. That really gets the traffic stopped.
Yeah. I think I've seen her. She's pretty hot.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you ought to see her when she wears this one shirt that just barely covers up her belly and her side fat hangs over her belt buckle. God. Woo! That deserves a woo!
All right. Well, we got 3 minutes left.
Well, you boys get serious about it. You just let me know. I can be reached anywhere. Anywhere there's a blacktop job being done, that's usually me.
Well, now that we've called you, you'll probably call in 6 times a day, won't you?
Oh yeah, I gotta get. This is my busy time, but I can get you in. I'll check with you about 2 or 3 hours, see if you're still interested.
So we're down to 200 now.
Whoa, boy, you're really pushing it, buddy. You're starting to act like that asshole I'm working on his lot right now. You ain't related, are you?
No.
Jesus Christ. Everybody wants to be a cheap ass. You know, I can't do quality work, you, for nothing. That's when I bring my kids, you know, got to take them out of school.
Well, now that we have 2 minutes, I'll ask you one more question. While you're there seal coating my lot, could you kick the air compressor?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's usually where we eat our lunch at. We've got air compressors. Anything expensive, we like to fuck it up before we leave. by sitting on it, putting seal coat on it. Why, you got, how many compressors you got? You need to set on them?
Yeah.
Because I hate sitting in my, I hate sitting in my truck when it's hot. So much more comfortable to sit on your shit. Boy.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the other thing. I was sitting on that asshole's compressor, and he came out and told me to go stand on the damn sidewalk. What a dick.
All right. We got less than 1 minute. Well, thanks. We'll be getting
Hey. Right now, before you hang up. I know. You want to?
Yeah.
I can do it right now. 250. 250.
Okay.
Right now.
Done.
You want it done? Done?
Yeah.
All right, I'll bring the paperwork over and you can sign it.
All right.
It's not a big form. It just says, this is the total, and you just sign it.
Okay.
All right. Well, you fellas have a great day. I'll get
back
with you on that job.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye. All right, J-Man.
There we go.
That was Phil Cook, guy.
All right, that's it. 10 seconds and we're done. Bye.
All right. Talk to you next week. Bye.